Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's podcast, straight after a bank holiday. Hope Flats is all right, hasn't drunk too much, not what he's like.
Welcome to the Phoenix Club.
How are you?
Yeah, bloody hungover, aren't I?
It's Tuesday morning, we couldn't do it yesterday, it's too much bank holiday stuff to get on with. Yeah. Family first, always said that, unless there's a massive gig, unless it's World Cup year or Lions year.
Man. Yeah, or a Six Nations gig, or an Autumn Internationals gig, or...
Unless there's rugby on.
Or Pro 14, or Premiership, or a dinner, or a lunch. Basically, it's family first till there's a fee. Let's just be frank about it, shall we?
Mm. There's a decent fee as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I ain't got out of bed for anything. That starts with a one.
What if it's 1 million?
Two.
What if it's £10,000 to do one podcast?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
You know.
I'm a mercenary, mate. I'm a mercenary. Who am I trying to kid? I'm a gun for hire.
What for hire? Yeah.
Have you watched the end of Mayor of Easttown?
Yep. I had a straight choice last night, boy. SAS Who Dares Wins or Mayor of Easttown?
I watched them both. And do you know what I did with SAS Who Dares Wins?
Go on.
Well, one, I fast-forwarded the breaks because I'm a pretty clever guy, but also fast-forwarded some of the chat that goes on when they're talking about themselves.
You just can't relate, can you, to people having emotions?
No. I just want to see the milling, mate.
You fast-forwarded people telling their stories?
A little bit.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's your right as a television,
only,
as a licensed
player. 2 weeks
ago,
mate, you were saying it was like X Factor, and you were
only two. No, I'm not dissing you for it. It's your right. Well,
tell your tone of voice that, please, mate. Because
no, the thing I would say is that genuinely the stories they don't add much to it for me. Like they don't. Occasionally, one will come along, and it's like, whoa, that is really punchy. But quite a lot of them, I can relate. It's like it doesn't add anything to the program. It's like you're going so far down that route now that actually we're getting away from the brutality, which was the SAS training, which was kind of the reason we all tuned in.
Some stories are unbelievable, though, mate. You think about that, the 40-year-old guy who's in there played football, and
oh yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like ugh.
There are some, but I just want to see him in pain, mate. Basically, I didn't have loads of time because I was tired. And I was wary about getting up early. And I mean, it's super early, guys. We are 9:03 right now, a.m. Yeah. And I needed to get at least 5 hours sleep. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed last night's SAS Who Dares Wins. But I enjoyed even more episode 7, the series finale of Mayor of Easttown. Oh. What an ending.
Oh, so good. She is so good. I love her.
Brilliant. She's brilliant.
I love her.
And that's Kate Winslet, okay, guys?
Kate Winslet. The one thing I would say that I didn't like about her.
Oh, here we go.
Series,
here we go. What, let me guess. Like it was the mole under her nose and the mole on the top of her lip, yeah?
No, it's the hiking boots she wore everywhere.
Oh, I thought you'd like that.
Well, I like a good walking boot. You know that. But
not every day.
I thought, come on, they're not. You don't want to be lacing those all the way up. They're like 18-hole DMs. Mm. Lacing those up every day before work, you wouldn't do that.
It's like going ice skating, isn't it? Every day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't put your Bowers on, your roller boots to go to work. What a television show, Tommy. It was brilliant.
I hope it gets the credit it deserves because it was well written, well executed, well casted, and a great ending.
Do you know what? Her mum was a brilliant character as well.
I thought at the start that was Kim Cattrall. I thought, wow. Oh, yeah. She's aged.
But wow, God,
no,
yeah.
Her relationship with her mum was really funny. There's some real funny bits in there, wasn't there, of those two?
Yeah, very good. I hated her at times, her mum, but she was ace. And there was, we don't want to, no spoilers here, but there's kind of twist after twist, wasn't there?
Mm. Yeah, but it's also about something you probably need to listen to a little bit and take note of. It's also developing as a human in it, wasn't it? You know, we saw people grow.
Says the man who fast forwards people's sob stories on SAS Who Dares Wins.
I knew last week when I saw the milling, I thought, oh, that's going to be good.
So I had a horrific childhood. God, you'd be terrible at that job. You'd be terrible.
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, I've got that to look forward to, but. Okay. I can't watch it till tomorrow night.
Busy. Half term, isn't it?
Half term. Christ. It's half term's great. Although I did I've already it's 9:05 now where we are, and I've walked to the shops already down the road, the local shop, and two bad things have happened. One is that I forgot to wear my little smartwatch because the steps mean nothing.
Okay.
And it's probably about 2,000 steps I did this morning. Left at 8, got back at 8:45. So I'm annoyed about that because they don't count.
So you can't post it online. You can't have a genuine sort of step.
Yeah, exactly. It, yeah. You
can't have an asterisk. God. By the way, I did 2,000 extra steps. Yeah. I just forgot.
Yeah, I don't want to go to my pedometer app and then press share. Yeah, and then
you did 3,000 steps at 3 a.m. last night. That's not bad, mate. Well done.
Yeah. So, but the reason I went to the shop so early was to find some sun cream because I burnt my children yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, mate.
I didn't think your children could burn.
They do burn, yeah. Oh. They're like me. They're dark-skinned and they tan in 3 minutes, but we all burn. And I burnt both of my kids just under their eyes. And I put a load of special stuff on last night. I've got Miracle Cure because I've done this before. Mm. And luckily, it's barely visible this morning, but I felt so bad.
Yeah. Mine went out at the weekend I looked at my watch and it was sort of 4 minutes basically outside, and they burnt as well on their legs. Genuine. Now, I've actually had a great weekend, mate.
My kids want to see your kids, by the way.
Yeah.
They were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. Big time.
So sort it out.
I had a really good weekend. I had a result of a weekend, basically.
Go on.
I was meant to be going to Belfast on Friday on my own to cover Premier Sport. Ulster versus...
The game Friday night?
Scarlets. No, Saturday afternoon, 3:00. And
overnighter.
Two overnighter, because I couldn't get back till Sunday. And we had planned we were going to go for a few beers in Belfast and watch the Champions League final. Just myself, Stevie Ferris. He was sorting the beers out. I think we were opting for 20-minute pints for an hour.
hour for 4 hours.
A couple of the production guys, Big Gav Muldoon. It's a little bit weird, he is, but I thought I'd bring him along because you always need someone to go and get the drinks, don't you? You know, you need a minion with you.
Yeah, you need someone to handle the kitty. And, I mean, obviously there's no kitty, but yeah.
Colm Stafford was meant to be coming down and he was the one paying, so again, useful. But four Ulster players were tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
So the game was called off, but the result being was that I got to spend it with my family all weekend. So, who was the winner? COVID, me.
COVID, who's the massive loser? And I know you love your family and you've got lovely family and all that, but fella, you've got, how old's your little boy now?
He's 2.5 and he's had tonsillitis 3 times in 6 weeks.
And you've got that instead of basically 3 days away with mates on with a few beers and a
bit of work. Hashtag dad life, hashtag love it. Fine.
You poor bastard. You poor bloke. It's okay to be honest and say you were absolutely devastated.
No way, mate. The weekend No way. I don't feel like that, but even if I did, which I don't, I'll just bury it downstairs inside until it just sort of, until it turns into dust and it comes out the other end.
Or until you explode.
But it was actually a lovely day yesterday, so we went for a little cycle. He's got a little seat on the back, went down the bay, an ice cream. There's a big wheel down Cardiff Bay, you know, like the Millennium Wheel in London, but 10 times smaller. And we went at that, and love him. He fell asleep on the seat on the way back. Head going everywhere.
Oh yeah.
It's like Churchill. You know, the little dog in your car, Churchill. Head goes, moves around, or a little hula girl. He was like that on the seat.
Then he gets home, wakes up, and he's an absolute git for 4 hours.
Put him straight back to bed, mate.
Well done,
just
boy.
Like, yeah, little baby whisperer I am, available.
Well done, boy.
But that was it. That was it. Watched a bit of rugby. Loved watching the Champions League final on Saturday night. And, mate...
Yeah, what was it like?
Now, I know you played this down a bit last week when you said, crowds were back and it was okay and whatever. You mentioned you were at a game last week and a mate of mine sent a picture of you with the four blokes you were chatting to before a game. I can't... That's all I can remember about last week's pod. But, mate, crowds back is amazing. Yeah. Sport is different.
Yeah,
it's completely different. It's so different, mate. You know, you can see players feed off it. You can see,
there's
so much more excitement in it. You know, everything becomes highlighted. Everything becomes different. It's been brilliant to watch. I love watching the Premiership over the weekend, the Gallagher Premiership. Champions League final was amazing. Just listening to the pundits talking before and they having to shout again because people were singing so loud. Mate, fans make sport. I had to tweet that at the weekend. 100%. It's nothing without people being in the stadium making noise.
Yep. It was just a period we had to get through, wasn't it? But they're back now. And did you see, I think I retweeted it, the pictures from the Indy 500 motorsport in America, the crowd. Oh, it's a massive crowd. I mean, even 5 years ago, without pre-COVID, it would have seemed like a massive crowd. But now it just seems...
Yeah,
like almost incongruous. It's like, whoa, that's a big crowd.
I haven't seen it. Indy 500, is that where they just go around one track? The same, not one track, but they just go around.
Is that the Indy 500? That's NASCAR, isn't it? I don't actually know the answer to that.
Okay,
I don't know the answer. I think it might not be actually.
You know, it's just a circle track, not a circle. But
yeah, well, they do have NASCAR, don't they? Where they just turn left.
Yeah.
So presumably they have different tyres on the right.
Well,
side
you say that, but. If you've seen Cars, the movie, it's turn right to go left.
No, you've lost me. I haven't seen it.
You drift.
Oh, yeah, drifting. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I did a... I'm not a name dropper, you know that, but I did do a drifting day with Chris Hoy last year.
On a road bike?
On a... No.
Oh.
In a car.
Oh, okay.
In race cars. And he's some driver, my boy.
Is he?
He's pro standard driver as well. Annoying, isn't it? And he does all these cooks, like he does briskets and stuff, and he nails everything. And it's just like
to be a night.
Do you know
what?
To be get a something night. Wrong, mate. And then you meet him, and you're like, because he's super nice, Chris Hoy, Sir Chris Hoy. And you think, well, sometimes these super nice guys are like, right, if I had a brand or a company or a movement or whatever, and I needed an ambassador,
Ugo,
that would be my guy. Oh, no, hit that with Ugo too. That would Chris Hoy would be my guy. And then you think, yeah, but. With a lot of these super nice guys, there's no edge. You know, there's no edge. They're just a bit vanilla, but not Sir Chris. No. He's actually ace company. Like if you had a night out, just you and him.
Do you reckon he'd do like Jaeger bombs?
I think there's every chance he'd do the lot. And it's just not an ounce on him, but he'll have a bit of cake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you not surprise me last week? I did since you're asking what I've been up to, I did a bit of filming for Land Rover last Tuesday, which was really nice to see the crew again and all that. But that was on my own. But on Thursday, I did some work with other people for Vodafone and shot this TV ad stuff for the Lions trip with Vodafone because I'm a Lions legend. And and Sam Warburton was there, and he, I don't know how to explain his body, right? It's different. Like, I haven't seen, I don't know if I've seen another. And when he was playing, it was
the human penis
getting beaten up.
Yeah.
Why'd you say that?
Veins and stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but yeah, it's good. Well, that's good actually. But his arms, oh my God, oh my whales, they're just enormous. And it's like, yeah, but I look at him and I'm like, I said to him, yeah, but I look at you and I think, yeah, but you don't, you're no fun, mate. You're no fun. You don't eat anything fun. Then the pizzas arrived at our lunch break, and he's smashing in pizzas, smashing in BLTs, Greg's breakfast baguettes.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, for God's
sake. He would have planned that though, mate. He would have planned that as being a cheat day.
Yeah, but still, if I do that, I'm 3 stone heavier.
Yeah, but you do it every day. Not just once every 10 days or once every 7 days.
I do 13 cheat days and then a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was like, my God. Yeah, exactly. I've not seen many sets of arms like that. Okay. Like normally what we all want to say is, yeah, well, he's taking something, isn't he?
So you're saying he's a great bloke because he ate a pizza.
No, but just, Rover. Do you know what? I'm really pleased that he eats bad stuff, but in the same time,
he doesn't eat bad stuff all the time, mate.
No, but you shouldn't eat bad stuff all the time. He's getting it right.
Yeah.
We're getting it wrong, fella, because
you're
a greedy pig.
I just had a bowl of Alpine, actually.
Exactly. You're a disgusting pig.
Sugar free.
I remember my parents having friends over when we were kids. They came to stay and they'd only just got there and we were chatting away and somebody mentioned Alpine and someone said, well, when a family's a fat family because they've got Alpine in the cupboard. Yeah. And literally opened the cupboard and we had 3 boxes of it. It's like, yeah.
I go for the blue bag though.
Yeah.
It's the sugar free, but now it's not that great for you. It's processed oats. It's those of raisins, but.
Is it?
It's better than Cheerios, I think.
So I had a thing the other night. I had a professional conundrum on Friday, Tommy.
Yeah.
I had a mate come over for dinner with his wife for a barbecue. And then he said, oh, I'll tell you what, we're popping into Dom's. I said, oh, tell Dom to come over bring Dom and Tiggy. Yeah, there's enough food for 6 and we'll be fine. And then I was like, I'm not going to be able to watch. There's two games on Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to watch those. But no one can do Thursday night. So I'm just going to get up or watch the games before I go to bed. And I text everyone, you have to be gone, not too late, because I've got work to do. And I'm leaving at 8 a.m. to go to Quinn's because we did the live game on Channel 5.
Yeah, watched it.
Quinn's Bath. And we did the highlight show around it. So we had to get there 2 hours before and whatever. So we did all that and stay late. And it was a long old day. And I knew that was coming. And basically, a few beers in, I popped out to turn the barbecues off and stuff and close the vents, came back in and they had the whiskey out. And
oh, you like whiskey as well, don't you?
I did, actually. Really nice, yeah. And quite grown up. And so then it was one of those ones where you basically go to bed at about 1 and your alarm is set for 5 and you have to get up, sneak downstairs, you don't wake anyone up, watch 2 whole games of rugby, come back upstairs, shower, jeans and shirt on, drive to London. And I was like, I've brought this on myself.
You blindsided yourself there a bit, but with the year
I had to stop drinking, you see, because I knew I was driving. So it was like about 9:30, I had a can of beer, and I was like, I better leave it there. And everyone else having a great time. And I had a lovely time, don't get me wrong, Tommy. But I thought, do you know what? I haven't done this for so long.
Exactly. Exactly. You deserve it. It's okay being tired for a day. I mean, did you catch up on sleep? Saturday?
You can't catch up on sleep, I saw once.
Okay, well, did you have a nice sleep once. Saturday?
Yeah, I did, Tommy. Yeah, I did fine. And the rule was, my girlfriend said, right, you've had a very long Saturday, so Sunday morning, you've got basically until 11 a.m., I will be a waitress, basically. So I'll bring you toast in bed, coffees, that sort of stuff. And at 9:15, she's still asleep. So I said, sorry, it goes till, I was awake at 7, so I was like, right, it goes till midday now. So I did get smoked kippers and poached eggs in bed.
Oh, wow. I'd love to find myself one of them.
Did have to wash the bed linen because it got kippers on it and it was gross. But anyway.
I cooked some nice food at the weekend. I cooked some short rib beef, 8 hours in the Traeger. Yep. Delicious. Yep.
Tell me about them because I ruined some on Friday. Tell me how you did them.
I downloaded the Traeger app because they've got lots of recipes on there. And
yeah,
I put them straight onto the grill, 120 Celsius. And yep, then after, I kept checking the internal temperature of them to what it was saying. I think it was like 160.
Then you go Fahrenheit, don't you? Like the US style.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's 120 Celsius. I don't know what the internal temperature was, actually. So,
yep.
And then I wrapped them in foil with a cup of beef stock in there and then put them back on for 2 to 3 hours.
How were they?
Mm. Moist. Squelchy.
Oh, well done.
And then the following day, I found some chicken supremes on Field of Flower.
Oh, I saw those. Oh, they look nice.
Yeah, lovely. The short ribs were from Field of Flower as well. But I cooked them like in a sticky sauce. So, again, I just looked up on Google, found like a honey soy sauce, smoked paprika in there, some garlic, some ginger, marinated them in that all day, and then just cooked them on the barbie. Now, I understand my gas barbie needs a clean. I understand that. I got a bit of abuse about the state of my grill. But
oh, so I don't clean mine.
I need a new one, mate. I need a new gas barbie. Mine's perishing away. So at some stage, I'm going to have to buy one on credit.
No, what you do is you go on and say, hey guys, hey tweeps, looking for a new gas barbie for the summer.
Got no listeners.
Got any recoms?
Got no, yeah. Like,
all the brands, mate, they'll be flocking in.
I know.
I remember once.
There's a term in it, it's called doing a flatman. I just can't bring myself to
shut up. No, it's not. Somebody was like, I don't know what I did. It was like, oh, you got that, you little freebie. No, it wasn't. And I remember a while ago, I did go through a phase of actually taking pictures of receipts and covering up my details, blacking out my details and saying, I paid for that, mate. And he's like, oh, you got that for free? No,
Pay for that Mars bar, mate. Don't get
everything
for free.
Yeah, you got that meat for free? No, I didn't. That grill. No, I think I do. I have got some grills that I got for free. I've also got grills that I bought. And the whole reason I got given a Kamado Joe was, which I did get given a Kamado Joe a few years ago, was that my Kamado Joe, basically, I lost a Kamado Joe in a marital separation, which was a source of much amusement between me and my ex-wife. But in the end, it was like, well, it's being held hostage, and I mentioned it to my mate, and I'd paid full price for that Kamado Joe. So he's like, look, mate, tough times, we'll send you one. And that's great. So now, you know, I love the guy. But, you know, it's a weird thing where...
So guys, listen, like, if you want anything for free, go through a divorce.
Get divorced, yeah, exactly. But now I'm at the point where I've got on the subject of gas barbecues, I've got like what I think genuinely is the ultimate gas barbecue. It's the best one I've ever seen.
Oh, here's the plug.
It's not a plug. It's being held. No, I pay for it. It's being held hostage in my ex-wife's garage about 30 seconds from where I am now down the road. And it's been hidden behind some... And I said to her, I reckon you're deliberately stacking things in front of that so I forget it's there. No. I know it's there and I'm taking it one day. No way. I want to keep that one. Never used a barbecue in a life. It's being held hostage. But I'm going to get it out one of these days when I'll borrow the van.
What are you going to... you're going to have to trade, aren't you, for something? Maybe...
For one of the kids?
Yeah.
When I have... Because I have the kids all the time and it's like... Not like... And I'm saying I have the kids full time, but they're here all the time. Like downstairs now, the little rats. And I'll just say, look, I'll only have one of them for the next year. And the other one, I don't need to see the other one because she's a bit rude anyway.
Everyone's got a favourite. I get that.
You know, the younger one, she's a bit obnoxious, isn't she? So she's a nice kid, but she's a bit punchy. She's like I would have been, probably a bit arrogant as a kid. So she can just stay with her mum for the next year.
So your ex-wife has got the Kamado Joe. I've not said it right, have I?
Kamado Joe.
Kamado Joe and the gas barbecue.
Yeah, uses neither. They're in the garage.
Just wants
neither has seen the light of day.
Still wants a little bit of power of you.
Exactly. Exactly. You got the house. Can I have the barbecue? No. But it's like, right, I'm going to have those. But actually, at the moment, I've got really nowhere to put them. But, you know, I have also, during lockdown, when you're not earning any money and you're thinking, this is a bit precarious.
Where's life going?
You buy things. I basically, and you were like, oh, I bought this little bit. I bought these dumbbells. I bought this bench.
I use them, mate. What I don't use is sushi making kits.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I didn't buy that many silly little things. What I did buy, having, you know, stopped earning for quite a long time and wondering where my life was going, was a Big Joe. I bought a Big Joe, Kamado Joe, the massive one.
Yeah.
That you basically don't need.
I thought you said you got it for free off your
mate.
No,
I didn't get it for free.
For hard times.
No, I bought a different one. I bought another one, a bigger one.
So you got one free and you bought a bigger one?
Yeah. Okay. I've also got a junior one that I bought as well.
Yeah, okay.
Which I bought years ago. I bought that years ago.
Okay.
So years ago, I bought a normal size one. And then about a year after that, I bought the mini one, which, yeah, to be fair...
Then you got a free one.
Yep. And now I've ordered the big one. Which hasn't arrived.
Okay.
And now I'm half of me thinking, could I cancel that? Or have I... No, I've already paid for that. Okay. Let's just sit that out. It hasn't arrived yet. And I'm thinking, oh, God.
Is that because you're doing like... You, your girlfriend, and your two kids all like to barbecue at the same time and you do a little class.
Do you know, it's
someone's been using my barbecue. Someone's been using my barbecue.
there's different ways to look at it, right? It's ridiculous, I know that, but it's like,
hey mate, we've all got hobbies.
Yeah, if you know, I'm over the years, I've, as you know, like probably my number one like obsession in life is not barbecues and it isn't rugby. It's, I love those two things, but cars are my thing. Like, I'm absolutely obsessed with cars. Yeah, and when I wake up in the morning, I might have a look at Instagram, whatever, but the first thing I look at is like a car auction website to see what's come on. I never buy them. But I love them. I love cars. And I think I've done really well over the years not to buy loads of cars I can't afford, which is something that people do.
Yeah,
I've resisted doing that, but I have bought barbecues that I don't need quite relentlessly for the last 5 or 10 years. Mm. But you see, I've got this massive joint that doesn't quite fit on the Kamado Joe. So I was like, well, I'm going to get a new one, get the big
suckling
one.
Suckling pig, is it?
Can't quite, yeah, can't it's quite a whole Labrador. It's a whole Labrador. It's a Chesapeake Retriever. So, you know, I sort of think, well, some people gamble, I don't. I don't go on crazy holidays. I don't do drugs. I don't drink huge amounts of booze. This is my vice, really. So it could be worse.
Okay.
That's my way of it. That's my way of justifying
it. Listen, once we're gigging and we're doing Q&As and what have you guys, and you come along, I'll actually tell you Flats's proper vices, all right? Because what he's going through right there, it stinks of BS. Should we get into some rugby?
Yeah. But let's not spend all day on it, boy, because it's Tuesday, innit? And I've got to get my kids to tennis club.
Ready for the break?
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So Quins and... I've forgotten who they're playing. Who were they playing?
Bath.
Bath, yes, of course they were. Love that game. Love Quince's attitude as well. Like, yeah, we're going to leak tries, but we're going to do our best to score more tries than you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that at all. I'd rather, like, 1,000,000% watch a team like that than a team that is scared to make mistakes and are just quite happily take penalties and win games by 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way Quince play it, it's just they bat themselves, they bat the skills. They know they're going to mess up, but they can also finish tries and be absolutely scintillating at times.
Yeah, and, you know, after the game, one of the question Durders, for example, asks...
What's he wearing on his feet? Sorry, Flats. Horrendous. Oldest pair of Stan Smiths I've ever seen.
But the thing is, this is an interesting point, Tommy, because Durders basically has about four items of clothing.
Yeah.
One and Durders is class, he's old money, he's proper class. He's not like you and me. You know, if he had a six-pack and massive arms, he would still, you'd never know, because he's so modest and humble. He never wears flashy stuff. He's got one...
What's his jacket he wears, mate?
Montclair. Yeah, but that was bought by ESPN 12 years ago, and he's had it repaired. He has it repaired at the end of each season because it's got holes in it. He doesn't buy anything new because he says he once did an interview on stage with Prince Charles, and he came on and he had this like threadbare tux and these old shoes that look like they've been resold 12 times. And he's like, that is class. Fix and reuse, you know, yeah. Old money. No need to show off. So that is Durders to a T. And those trainers will have been with him for 15 years. And that's how he does it.
Yeah.
That's how he does it. I quite like it. But the question he asks is, you know, Quins are in the semi-finals, which is brilliant. And they're great to watch. Can they win a semi-final playing like that? And it's like, absolutely no chance. Mm. But then we interviewed Alex Donbrandt and asked him, right, you're great to watch. I asked him, can you win a semi-final like that? And he said, no way. You know, so they are aware that they can't beat, you know, you're very unlikely to beat one of the top three teams defending like that. So they basically left themselves a complete defensive. They got to give themselves a complete defensive overhaul in 5 minutes. Otherwise,
it's difficult,
they ain't going to get to a final.
With the way you play like that, you can change up your defence a lot of the time. But because the way they play is loose and wide, there are a lot of turnovers. There are a lot of gaps. It is quite difficult sometimes to be able to play as loose as that, yet have an unbelievable tight defence. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but they're so good to watch. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Smith.
Yeah.
He's got to be with England in the summer. Yeah. Has to be, hasn't he? There's got to be a bit of a change of guard, I think, soon. If you look at England with players that are just performing week after week, year after year now. I mean, you can't overlook players forever, can you?
You can overlook them for long enough that they eventually lose form, like every player does, but then... when some of the players that Eddie Jones has picked religiously lose form, he just keeps them in. Mm. So I love watching Elliot Daly when he's playing well, but you cannot tell me he has been in sufficiently good form to get picked for so long. And he's the sort of guy you wouldn't leave him out the match day squad, I don't reckon, very often, because he's so good in so many positions and he's such a talent. But it's like, what kind of... You know, there's no way in for anybody. Billy Vunipola is another one. This is all we've had these conversations, but it hasn't mattered that they've lost form. They've just been picked consistently, and you need a bit of that as England coach because you do need consistency, and you need big sets of shoulders that other people can look to and rely on because they've been there and done it. And you know, even George Gregan wouldn't have been on form for all of his caps. Neither would Richie McCaw. So you do have to keep picking certain people, but. There are some players that are just ripping it up so much that you're like, how'd you leave them out?
I will say this to you, Flats. How is Henry Slade not in the Lions squad?
Here's the thing, right? Mm. All the Lions have had their jabs. If he doesn't take his vaccination, if he doesn't accept a vaccination jab, which he said he wouldn't, and we don't have to get into all that, but if he does, if
you
he doesn't
if you
accept
want,
it,
mate, I won't.
They can, but presumably the Lions wouldn't take him. So no, I wondered, apart from anything else, has he done his Lions chances if someone gets an injury? Has he done his Lions chances a bit of damage by saying he refuses to be vaccinated or doesn't want to or something like that?
Mm. Yeah, maybe, because...
I remember thinking,
I mean, a game's called off in Pro 14. You know, it's actually not going to be rescheduled, but most of them have been. And you've got to find a gap in the season, haven't you, to replay these games? Or you just, it's nil-nil and the opposing team is awarded 4 points. Or the team that isn't responsible is awarded 4 points. But how do you go about that on a Lions tour? Because you're just not going to have the time, are you?
Nope.
You know, if there's a case of COVID in a squad, then...
It's Red Rover.
It is Red Rover. And there's not much time. Well, when are you going to replay it again?
Yeah.
It's so those boys going out there, they have to be so careful. Like, I think if I speak to Jason Leonard, if they want to go out for food, they have to take over the whole of the restaurant. No one else is allowed in. All the staff have to do lateral flow tests or PCR tests. Mm. You know, you just cannot risk a case. Otherwise, it's going to jeopardize the whole tour.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that is a reason. But I mean, he was brilliant at the weekend. Like,
wow, was he good?
Just incredible. Simmons scoring tries again. You know, just increasing his. He's got, what has he got, 3 or 4 more games to add to that total, which will be a long, long time, I think, before we see that broken. But my favourite try, the one that just typifies Exeter, was off the back to Alex Cuthbert with a really good game, cut back inside, kept driving his legs, kept riding tackles, bouncing tackles, and then it was just real quick hands, tap on, and then Devoto, who I thought had a brilliant game, really. Different to, I think he was more, he became more of a playmaker in that game than I've seen him. You know, often he's hitting strong lines and we know he can play. And he'll put the ball back behind a 13, back to the 10. But his distribution was really good the weekend. His vision was good as well. And that little grubber through for Slade, last minute, hadn't looked to pass, nothing on, put boot to ball and Slade's pace. Oof.
He's
lightning.
He is a lovely, lovely player, isn't he?
But that was just great Exeter.
I think it was the, I can't remember what half it was in, but there was a bit where Henry Slade picked up a bad pass. It got a bit loose.
Yep.
And he was tracking back and people were passing on rubbish passes and he scooped it up and the Newcastle players were flooding forward and there were like 2 or 3 defenders flooding towards him and he just did one dummy,
yep,
beat one guy and just whipped it away behind his back and before the next defender got to him. And it was like, that is...
Vision.
You could... Such vision.
Instincts.
And you can't... I don't know how you'd coach that. No. Maybe you could, but it's just like, wow, that is so classy. And you heard the fans that were there just clap. It's like, wow, that is so good.
It is good. But yeah, mate, I think they missed the trick, the Lions, not picking him. But a lot can happen now. There's still a lot of time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree they've missed a trick. But horrible day for Newcastle, a long old journey home. But
yeah.
The Saints-Wasp game was interesting for a few reasons. One, Tom Wood's try. Tom Wood was really good at the weekend. Mm. He was in really good form. But his try after, to my eye, and my eyesight's good. I had it tested recently. Very, very good, actually, like an eagle. But to my eye, a very clear knock-on from Dave Ribbons at the line-out. Knock-on, Tom Wood steams through on it and scores because it's a 5-metre line-out. And it's like, it almost couldn't be clearer that is not a try, yet that goes against Wasps. And, you know, so you're like, we can't blame Northampton, but it goes against Wasps. And then Dan Bigger does a really silly, unnecessary, just swinging arm into Jacob Umanga's head, sort of shoulder, neck, head area, clearing out a ruck. And it's one of those things that people were like, well, if they'd dealt with that properly, he'd be missing the Lions tour. No, he wouldn't. It's nowhere near bad enough for that. But you've seen yellows given for less.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was really, it was a silly little moment, completely unnecessary. The ruck was nothing. Umanga was nothing to do with the ruck. Umanga laughed. It was such a glancing little blow, but he was like, what are you doing, mate? But it was kind of like that. And it wasn't even TMO'd, you know, And you think, well, you see why Lee Blackett's a bit annoyed there.
Yeah. There's challenges going on in Pro 14. You can have a captain's challenge for foul play any time, and then you can have a captain's challenge in the last 5 minutes of a game for any decision, and it's killing the game. It's really bad. It's, you know, you're forensically going over a game looking for any instant whatsoever for tries or cards to be given. It's I don't like it at all.
Okay.
But
that's interesting.
I don't think
that would have been challenged, you see.
Yeah, I mean, in the act of scoring, that's okay, but or for foul play, but not for any decision on the field. I don't think you should be able to do that. Because if you did that in a game, an actual game, you know, you'd never ever finish a game. You stop start the whole time. There was a yellow card and a penalty try against Jacob Umanger. I agree with the yellow card. Yeah. He was offside. I'm not sure it was a penalty try because who is it? Goes down. It's Atkinson goes down on the floor.
Atkinson.
I mean, as the ref blows up there, and Northampton players dive on the ball, which means he's got to get back up. Also, Atkinson can get back up. It wasn't a clear cut penalty try. I think they're very lucky to get 7 points for that.
I thought it's almost like the last defender rule in football, isn't it?
Mm.
It's kind of, well, if you're the last defender between the attacker and the goalkeeper and you foul, then it's a red card sort of thing. It's almost like that old rule, but it's
yeah
a bit like that. But yeah, that's you can't argue with the yellow, but.
No,
it felt like a few things went against Wasps. Actually, a few things went against Wasps. Gloucester London Irish on Friday night was, although it was 30-28. I mean, it wasn't the best game of rugby I've ever seen. Mark Atkinson was mega, mega, mega good. He's such a good player. He's such a good player.
Totes agree, boy.
Yeah, really good. And Sale battered Bristol. It was only 22-12, but
how
they battered
physical
them physically.
It was like it was a game of chess, wasn't it? You're just waiting for one team to fold or one team to excel, basically. You're just thinking, right, can Sale keep going defensively against Bristol, and can Bristol keep playing on the pressure against Sale in attack?
Yeah.
And you're just thinking, at some stage, one team is going to have to fold. And to be honest, I thought it would probably be Sale. I thought, you know, it's difficult to keep up defensively. You know, the line speed they were doing, the aggression they were doing, I thought it'd be more difficult than it would be for Bristol to carry on their attack, which they do relentlessly during games. But, mate, so good. The Dupriers, wow. They've just got to be called up.
They've been, his chat isn't there.
Has to be.
Just like...
Jean-Luc Dupri in the second row, mate, he's a monster.
He's a monster. And he's a proper monster.
Positive term. Nice possible word.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I do actually. But he's brutal, and we've known that since about the second or third game he played, that he's super physical. But Alex Arneson did an interview about him a while ago, and he said, you've actually, part of the thing with a player like him, coaching a player like him, is you've got to tell him what not to hit.
Yeah,
because he doesn't get tired of colliding. He doesn't get tired. He's got a massive engine. He's a massive man. And he's got lovely technique in the contact, and he's got really high levels of aggression. Like 30 years ago, that meant he's smacking everyone. Now it means he's smashing people. You know, it's all largely legal. But he's like, you've got to, if you want him to last, you've got to teach him and coach him what not to hit.
Yeah.
Because he will just plow into everything. A bit like Peter Steph Dutoy with Springboks. We did a player cam thing during the World Cup. Yeah, but you watch him, and he literally goes around smashing into everything.
Yeah.
And now and again, you see him think, I'm just going to leave that one for someone else, and then bang, 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 you know.
Bounce Nathan Hughes well the weekend. Don't see that very often.
Yeah. I haven't seen that before.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they are fantastic, those boys. And they've got so many physics. And Aka van der Merwe, like, the units they got up there. Oof.
How good was the finish from Johan Lloyd?
Oh, Tommy.
Because he gets put down the right-hand touchline. I'm thinking, right, if you pause it, you're thinking, if you go for the line now, there's a chance you're going to get in. You know, if your technique's good, you're going to have to dive, get your legs in the air. But then he sort of cuts back inside, and you're thinking, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he stops and goes back out again. It's brilliant stuff. It's quality stuff. It's instinctive, completely instinctive. You know, it's just
lovely. It was like Matt Dawson, the 97 Lions,
yeah,
wasn't it?
He's just, I mean, I'm not sure if he knows exactly what he's doing. He's not thinking about that. He just steps in, realises there's no space, but he's held the defenders, steps back out.
Yeah.
It was, you don't see many finishes like that, especially, you know, because he's not a winger. He's a 10 or a 15.
Yeah.
But it just shows you, know, what a quality player he is to have that set of skills.
The players they got at Bristol, it's going to almost be rude if they don't win the Premiership. Like,
yeah,
You know, when you got Max Malins and Yohan Lloyd and Callum Sheedy that can play 10, I mean, among others.
Yeah, like, but, you know, on their days, mate, Bristol, Exeter, Sale and Quins. Wow, you know, that's a good top four.
I still reckon Chiefs.
Yeah, I still reckon Chiefs as well.
Yeah.
Still reckon Chiefs, but I don't know, after Sale's performance the weekend defensively more so.
Hey, Cuthbert's good again, you're right.
Yeah, he was good.
Whenever he plays these days, he's good. He's hard, he breaks tackles, doesn't he?
He does.
He's hard work.
Yeah.
Big unit.
He's got crazy legs, isn't he, when he runs?
Yeah.
But he's wiry as well. Like, and often you say like people are wiry because they're quite small. He's not. He's big. He'd be 6.5 stone and wiry. That's not a bad combo to have.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a lot of good wingers down there as well. But I think he's a good bloke, mate, as well. He fit in socially around there as well.
O'Flaherty was excellent again.
Yeah, I know.
He's some player.
He is. Defensively as well, he put in a big shot.
Yeah.
I doesn't mind putting it about. Anyway, Rugby Overload, where are you working this weekend? Do you know? Do you know? Tell me.
Yeah, I do know. Oh, yeah, don't forget the women's final happened as well, and Quins did Sarries. Sarries were going for the three-peat and a couple of women in the yellow card. It's actually a really, really good game. Shauna Brown is, you know, these days what happens is that I saw someone talk about this on Twitter the other day, and it's like the actual play, the gameplay isn't what gets all the attention anymore on social media. And I was talking to a mate of mine, well, Andy Beater, you know him, and he coaches in a school, in a big school, and he said, our young lads don't watch rugby. They don't watch live rugby at all. They might watch the odd highlights bit, whatever, but it's what pops up on social media. They're the bits they see. So actually, you end up with like interviews going viral more than the rugby does a lot of the time these days. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, so you're thinking, well, Shauna Brown's interview will go viral, you know, Joe Marler's interview, Carl Sinclair's, they go viral. But actually the chunks of the game that we all watch, the games we'll watch, lots of people just, that generation, they were saying, and the mates I had over on Friday night have got teenage sons. Do they watch rugby? Or they love rugby? Do they watch it? No, they never watch rugby. They like the odd little highlights bit, but it's basically whatever clips are on social media they will see, and they'll watch England games, but that's it. And they're these lads that play every weekend, you know. It's quite interesting. Okay. Do people actually watch it? But Shauna Brown did a great interview afterwards. She is some player. She's blooming good.
Tell me what game you're doing this weekend.
Gloucester Bath and then up to Saints on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, Gloucester Bath. It will be good. Local derby, fans back at King's Own.
Yeah.
But not a huge amount on it, is there? Just
doesn't matter though, mate, at the moment.
Top eight.
Because people are just glad to be there. The players will want to run out in front of a live audience. The players will feed off that. You know, they feel like they're treated to play in front of a crowd. So I think we'll see some good rugby. I met. Let's be honest now. Full throttle summer rugby. It's got to be. It's got to be the way forward.
Yeah, but will it ever change, boy?
In terms of a product, what we're seeing in these summer months, the pitches are so much better. If we want to challenge for being best in the world in the Northern Hemisphere, we need to play on pitches that are quality pitches and firm underneath. Because internationally, all stadiums are the same, basically. You know, yeah, there might be a little bit of rain, but all pitches are the same. But if we want to actually perform better as a hemisphere, well, we have to adopt summer rugby, mate. We'll be fitter, we'll be faster, the skill level will increase dramatically. We'll be able to read the game better, better game management. All
quite
around
hot,
the field,
though, isn't it?
All
you don't sweat,
field.
Do you? It means I can't ever wear blue again if it goes to summer rugby.
Just white shirts,
think about
mate.
That.
Or I'll just go Black Ops.
Yeah, I might go Black Ops. I might go full Jason Fox.
All right, boy.
Hey, keep going, all right, fella.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Well done, guys. Keep going. Keep going.
Just send us a review, will you? Like the pod. Give us 5 stars.
12 stars.
And catch you next week.
12 stars. Cheers, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.